Democratic legislators are rolling out their priority list for the 2019 session. The priorities include more funding for schools, certain social programs, and for state employees. Their plan is to raise state employee pay by $300 a month in the first year of the biennium and 3% across the board in the second year. Fargo Democratic Senator Tim Mathern told reporters state government is competing with a number of private sector jobs now available in North Dakota.
Without comprehensive pay and benefits, the state will lose quality employees from the public sector at a faster and faster rate, and the services will suffer as a result.
For K-12, the lawmakers are proposing increasing spending by 3% per year in the next biennium. This is Bismarck Senator Aaron Oban.
The major issue facing us this session is catching up from the hold-even funding from the past budget cycle.
And for the university system, Oban said Democrats support the system's needs-based budget.
Our higher ed system has done their damnedest with the deep cuts that they were sustained last session. This cannot continue as long as our Constitution requires our legislature to adequately fund every institution in our system. As goes with K-12 funding, the investments we make in higher ed keeps our students and families from higher tuition rates, fees, and in the end, student loan debt.
Oban says the caucus also wants to adequately fund programs such as English language learners, programs she says have been shortchanged. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.